The following program is sponsored by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone. So glad to be with you once again here at WWDB-AM. We are Talk 860. I am your host for this portion of our broadcast day. I'm Thera Martin, and glad to be with you at Talk 860 on this cloudy, overcast sort of day we've got in Philadelphia today. It's Wednesday, September the 25th, 2024, and my regular producer, he's back. Oh, boy, TJ is sitting across the studio from me. We're looking through a glass at each other, but good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well today. How was your vacay?
I want to go back.
And it was an adventure too, right?
We were talking before. Like I said, there's no service in Colorado, even with the mountains driving through.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it was still a good vacation, a much deserved vacation. And I just hope that you and your wife had a wonderful time while you were away.
We did. I'll make sure to tell her that you said that.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Anyway, we are glad, as I said, to be with you on this Wednesday morning here at WWDB. I am your host, Thera Martin. This is the Inside Scoop, Sheree Darden. Sheree Darden, the publisher of the Scoop USA Media newspaper, she is responsible for the Inside Scoop being on the radio here at WWDB. She is responsible for me sitting in the seat, sitting in front of this microphone, hosting this program. And so, Sheree Darden, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity. The Scoop newspaper is a paper that's been around in existence in Philadelphia for like 50 years. It was founded by our Sonny Driver, who passed away a number of years ago. And when he passed, Sheree Darden took over the newspaper. In fact, before he passed, Mr. Driver knew that he was going through health challenges. He was up in age, definitely up in years. He had been blessed with a long life. And so he knew that he was starting to transition, and he wanted to make for sure. He wanted to make for sure that the Scoop newspaper would continue to survive and do well. And so what he did was he handpicked Sheree Darden, and he said, "Yep, you're the one that I want to lead the newspaper going forward." And so we were so excited for Sheree and having the opportunity for her to become the publisher and the new owner of the Scoop. And from the time that God put her in position, along with Sonny Driver, putting her in position to be the new publisher and owner of the Scoop newspaper, let me just tell you, Sheree Darden has hit the ground running. She's left no stone unturned. She tries everything. She does all kinds of new and innovative things, some of which Sonny Driver had never done before. The difference, I think, is age. Mr. Driver, and I love him like a stepdaddy, like a daddy, like a uncle. Sonny Driver was up in age, as I pointed out. And Sheree Darden, she's still a young woman. And so she's innovative and creative, and she's visionary. And she has just brought the Scoop newspaper on up into the 21st century all the way. So whereas Sonny Driver, let me just give you one example. He got a website for the Scoop. Of course he did, while he was still living, because by that point in time, once websites and the internet became a thing, we had to get a website for the newspaper, right? Well, Sonny Driver, like many other people who get websites and pay somebody to put together a nice little piece for them, a website, then the website wasn't getting freshened up. So it was like, okay, you paid for a website, nice website, okay, it's got some information, but then it wasn't freshened up. Like, it was stale. It was S-T-A-L-E. The Scoop website was stale, and that was when Mr. Sonny Driver was alive. So when Miss Sheree Darden comes in there and takes over, and she's now the publisher and owner of the paper, and because she's so gifted, God gave this woman so many talents. She knows how to build her own website. She knows how to do all kinds of amazing things that some of us don't know. She knows how to do a layout for a newspaper. She doesn't really need a layout artist, because Sheree Darden, she knows how to do it herself. Before Sonny Driver passed away, he taught her everything that he knew about the newspaper business, and that included laying the paper out and how you select your stories and how you put your headlines in place and how you do the placement for the ads. And Sheree can do all of that. And much of the time, truth be told, she does do a lot of it herself. when she can, she has other people who work with her to do layout and to help with other components of putting the newspaper together. But a lot of the weight and the responsibility of the Scoop USA newspaper, which comes out with a brand new paper twice a week, and then a newspaper online. She has the printed edition of the paper, the newspaper online, the Scoop website, the Scoop phone app. If you have a smartphone, you can pay for the Scoop app to be on your phone. You get the newspaper every time it comes out fresh, three times a week. I love it. So, yeah, Sheree Darden is doing great things. She's made great strides forward for the Scoop newspaper. But guess what? We still need your help. We still need your support. The Scoop newspaper is not the Philadelphia Inquirer. It is not the Daily News. They don't have this. We don't have the same kinds of money backing us up. And so more often than not, the Scoop newspaper survives because of advertisers, people who choose to put their ads in the Scoop newspaper. And we need more of you. We need more of you. We need regular advertisers who want to buy 6 months in advance. We want to be in your paper every time you print for the next 6 months. We want to be in your paper for the next year. Every time you print, we want a full page ad. That's what we're looking for. That's what Sheree Darden is looking for. That is what will help us to be sustainable for many, many years to come. So I say all of that to ask this question. Are you a business owner? Got a business or a nonprofit or some entity that you want to get the word out about what you have going on? You got a big event coming up and you want to spread the word. You want to tell people from the highest mountaintop? Well, the highest mountaintop is WWDB AM Talk 860. You need to put your ads on the Inside Scoop, 8 to 9 a.m. every Wednesday. We're with you 8 to 9 a.m. until the foreseeable future. For the foreseeable future, we will be on the air doing our thing at WWDB. Now, we have condensed what we're doing currently on WWDB to once a week for now, for now. When God says so, and when our publisher of the Scoop newspaper says so, we're going to come back with doing the Inside Scoop at least twice a week here on WWDB. But for now, until further notice, we're going to work with this Wednesday time slot, 8 to 9 a.m. So that means you won't hear Sheree Darden on Thursdays, 12 noon to 1, for now. And we're just being prayerful and believing that God is going to bring the Inside Scoop Part 2 back on in its full capacity so that we have a two-hitter Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., and Thursdays, whatever time slot we end up having. Because, you know, when you put your show on ice, sometimes that means that time slot that you may have really enjoyed might go away. Someone else might end up getting that slot. But we'll see. We'll see what God has for us. Because one thing I know, what God has for me, he's got for me. And can't nobody take it away. So what God has for the Scoop newspaper, God has it. He has it, Sheree Darden. He's got you. He's got us. And whatever God has for us with the Scoop newspaper, it's going to be all right. And we will. We will step forward and the Scoop will continue. It will maintain. It will be sustainable. And the Inside Scoop will continue on WWDB for now on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. And we're believing God's going to allow us to come back on Thursdays, too, at the appropriate time. Well, President Joe Biden will join the co-host of The View this morning in the show's New York City studio. Biden's appearance marks the first live appearance by a sitting president on the show and only the second time a sitting president has visited the show. Former President Barack Obama made history with his visit, which was pre-recorded and aired July 29th of 2010. Biden is in New York following his farewell address to the UN General Assembly. This will be Biden's 10th appearance on The View, the most recent being March 24th of 2020, when he was vice president and in the middle of his White House campaign. Now, today, he's expected to discuss his legacy, including the administration's accomplishments, his hopes for the remaining months in the White House, and the state of the 2024 campaign. It is his first interview since the ABC News presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. This is the Inside Scoop on this Wednesday, September the 25th. And any moment now, I should be joined on the newsmaker line by Imam Nuruddin. Imam Nuruddin from the Philadelphia Masjid Incorporated. On Monday just passed, we had Imam Nuruddin, who's calling me on my cell phone right now, but we need to get him on our hotline number. He's calling me on my cell phone. I'm going to hang up from him on that and keep with the show broadcast. And Imam Nuruddin, Imam Nuruddin will be joining us in just a moment. Now, I've kicked myself off of Facebook as I'm trying to get to him. And he is, giving me a little bit of a challenge this morning, but we will get it straightened out in just a second. I'm going to go back to Zoom. Okay, I'm going to go back to Zoom. I'm going to rejoin Zoom right now, continue with our broadcast on Zoom, and Imam Nuruddin will join us on the line. He's still calling me on my cell phone, which is not the number to call. He needs to be calling me on the hotline number, which I provided him with. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get our newsmaker up on the line, and we will come back, and we want to talk about Project 2025. This past Monday, a coalition of organizations met at the Sister Clara Muhammad School in West Philadelphia, 4700 block of Walusing Avenue, to talk about Project 2025, to educate the masses more about what is this Project 2025 and what all are they saying in that. So Imam Nuruddin will break it down for us in just a moment. Stay with us right here on WWDB. We are Talk 860.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Here is an important message for everyone who drives a motor vehicle. Every day, an average of 2 emergency responders are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive. Others are critically injured and can no longer perform their life-saving jobs. In 2019, 44 emergency responders were struck and killed while working to help others on the road. Sadly, it looks like that number will be even higher in 2020. Firefighters, police officers, paramedics, tow truck operators, and every responder needs your help, and they need it now. Do your part to keep everyone safe on the road. When you see flashing lights of any color on the road ahead of you, slow down, move over, and give them room to work. It's the law in Pennsylvania. Police are cracking down and penalties for violators are on the rise. This message is brought to you by Penntime and the Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management at penntime.com.
And we're back. We're back as we go forward with this edition of The Inside Scoop here at WWDB-AM. We are Talk 860. I am your host for this hour of our broadcast day, Thera Martin, with you. And we're just glad to be here. Real quick, before we go to our guest, I want to let you know that tomorrow there's going to be a job fair, Thursday, September the 26th, 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon at the Christian Stronghold Church. That's at 4701 Lancaster Avenue. Bring your resumes with you. Going to be a whole lot of employers on the scene, including Abington Police Department, Accelero Learning, Always Best Care, Apple One, Barber National Institute, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Children's Village, City of Philadelphia, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Enterprise Recruiting, the DoubleTree Hotel, the Hilton Hotel, the School District of Philadelphia, Gateway Community Action Partnership, Gaudenzia, Graduate Philadelphia, Heart to Home, Home Centers Healthcare, Hope Works, Horizon House, Keystone First PA, and a ton of other organizations and companies and nonprofits will be there tomorrow for a job fair. This is the 4th annual West Philadelphia Job Fair. It's sponsored by the Urban League of Philadelphia. We love you, Urban League. Appreciate you for hosting an important event like this tomorrow, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., Christian Stronghold, 4701 Lancaster Avenue. Okay. Right now, to my newsmaker line I go. Imam Nuruddin joins us on the line. We appreciate you, sir. He's representing on behalf of the Philadelphia Masjid, Inc. We thank you for giving us a slice of your early morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sarah.
Yes, sir. So glad to have
you
with us. I am good today.
I'm happy to be here with you, and thank you for the invitation.
I thank you. Now, on this past Monday, a number of organizations came together, an impressive number of organizations, a coalition to address concerns around Project 2025 and to just sort of give an outline of what Project 2025 is all about, which is a plan that some Republicans have come up with that they would like to put into action if Donald Trump were to be reelected president of the United States again. So what? Give us a little bit of what you all shared with our community on Monday night just passed at the Sister Clara Muhammad School to educate people about Project 2025.
Well, first there, you know, we have to know the history of Project 2025. And it really is a document that was conceived by the Heritage Foundation back in 1982 when they established themselves, and a lot of their agenda was based on things like getting rid of Social Security, you know, getting rid of the Voting Rights Act, getting rid of the Department of Education, cutting back on immigration and welfare. So a lot of the typical elements that make up what we refer to as white nationalism, where, you know, they are trying to establish a domain in this country where people of color really don't have a place. And so the Project 2025 is a 900-page document which lays out most of their agenda.
And
what we were...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, we were cautioned that it's not connected to a personality, because this was conceived long before the present candidates for office were on the agenda.
I know that Project 2025, as you said, spearheaded by conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, with help from more than 100 other conservative groups, is a multi-part plan for the next conservative administration, namely a Trump presidency, which includes a LinkedIn-style database for presidential personnel hopefuls, training programs for executive branch positions, and as yet, unreleased playbook laying out what Donald Trump would do in his first 180 days. I think this is a plan. Project 2025 is a plan that right-thinking people in America should be absolutely frightened by, Imam.
Yes, because see, what it will do, it will alter the balance of power in this country. And it would increase the power of the executive, which is the individual, mm-hmm. and limit the regulations that come through the courts as well as through the legislature. So in altering the balance of power by eliminating many civil service positions and filling them up with partisan employees who really are answerable only to the president, to the presidency. And that is probably the most dangerous part, because it actually sets up an authoritarian form of government.
You know, we would like to think that something like that couldn't happen, wouldn't happen in America. But Donald Trump has already told us what he wants, and that's to be a dictator.
And even, like I say, it's not just the personality, because the coalition that came together at the Messier on Monday, the Coalition to Defend Democracy, it came about as a response to efforts made by the Pennsylvania State Senate to take some of the authority that is invested in our district attorney, to take some of his authority away and hand that over to the state attorney general, who would select a special prosecutor that would go after particular crimes in Philadelphia. And they would really cherry-pick the crimes that may have a high profile, mm-hmm. and that would give them some political, you know, just political power. And this coalition responded to this effort made by the Senate Republicans, and it was really an effort to disenfranchise the voters in Pennsylvania, especially in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Philadelphia in particular, who elected the DA, Larry Krasner, mm-hmm. and, you know, this is our district attorney. Yes. And if we are not satisfied with him, then we have an opportunity in the next election. This is the way the process for showing your dissatisfaction is through removal from office through voting. So this coalition responded to that. But when we look at all of the agenda items in state legislatures, Philadelphia is, you know, pretty much not safe and secure. We are affected by decisions and policies. But Philadelphia, we have a pretty good, relationship with our city government, with our different yes. institutions. But on the state level, because of the gerrymandering mm-hmm. and because of the way the American system is set up, it favors land more than it does people. Hmm. And so since Philadelphia is a very vast, Pennsylvania is a very vast state, then those who are in control of lands outside of the metropolitan areas, they have more power than those who are in the metropolitan areas. So the coalition was a group that came together to begin to look at some of these agendas yes. that are related to the conservative movement connected to Project 2025. It doesn't come under that rubric on this level, but it's all part of the same playbook.
My, my, my. My newsmaker this morning on the Inside Scoop, we've got Imam Nuruddin from the Philadelphia Masjid, Inc. On this past Monday, they had a very important gathering at the Sister Clara Muhammad School, 4700 Wallusing Avenue, to look at Project 2025, to talk about its impact and what could happen, God forbid, if this were to become something that was put in place come January of 2025. At its heart, Project 2025 is a series of detailed policy proposals put together by hundreds of high-profile conservatives that the project's participants hope Trump adopts if elected. Those proposals are laid out in a roughly 900-page book. And so I know a lot of people would never read all of that. I haven't read all of it, Imam, but I read enough that it had my heart racing inside my chest with fright and deep concern over what could happen if. And so what were the takeaways at the end of the night after the meeting took place on Monday night this past? What were the marching orders, or what did you say to your guests as they were leaving?
Well, here are some of the takeaways. Number one, we have to understand the narrative and even own some of the narrative. We hear terms like white supremacy. And white supremacy has been in the fabric of the American experiment from day one, where the indigenous people and those who were enslaved were kept under white supremacy, which means that the only position we had in this country was inferior to the European settlers and colonizers. But then today we are facing white nationalism, which is a little different. White supremacy wants us here under a second-class citizenship relationship with them. White nationalism doesn't even want us to be part of the environment. We won't have any legal citizenship. Now, whether we remain here or not, our citizenship is in question. And this is why when you look at the where they're trying to take away the immigration status and the citizenship status of black and brown people who come to this country. The thing that we took away and we were asked to consider was not just reacting and responding to the personalities that are running for the election, because presidents come and go. This Heritage Foundation has been in the works for 42 years since they incorporated themselves. We have to start thinking in terms of 5 and 10 and 20 year projects. We have to see ourselves coming together, number one, connecting the dots and establishing networks so we can see which resources we have. And then we have to begin to look at how do we build infrastructure to respond to the issues that are on the agenda. One of the things that Project 25 has come up with is the elimination of pre-K education.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They came up with the elimination. They really want to defund public schools. And we do know that there's an inequity in funding in the public schools in Philadelphia based on the Commonwealth, and this has been declared unconstitutional. But nothing has been done about it yet. And so part of our initiative, and one of the ways that we need to look at, we need to look at not just the children in Philadelphia, but most of the metropolitan areas and many of the rural areas.
Yes.
Suffer the same plight that we suffer. The children in Reading, they may be in a worse situation when it comes to funding than the children in Philadelphia. Children in Allentown, children in Coatesville, children in some of the rural counties. So one of the things we have to do, we connect the dots here in Philadelphia. We look at how we can actually begin to address the inequities in Philadelphia, but we also have to build and establish networks and build alliances, build coalitions. Because when we look at how the American system is set up, it's a democracy, but it also has representation. So it's the Democratic Republic, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Hmm.
And we have to have issues
yes.
that drive our agenda, and we have to prioritize our issues. So the most important thing, things like housing and our neighborhoods are being gobbled up.
Yes.
And, you know, we have these hedge funds who are really buying up properties. And instead of homeowners, we become renters.
Oh my.
So we need to look at things that affect us locally and see how do we connect the dots? How do we establish networks? How do we establish an agenda? How do we set priorities? And they have to be based not on who's elected in office, but they have to be based on just what the needs are. And when we look at Philadelphia, it's a city of neighborhoods.
Yes.
And I always like to suggest that we have neighborhood relationships, because what happens up in Mount Airy is different than what happens down in Mantua or you know, in Southwest Philly.
Yes.
And so, you know, our relationships, our networks, they have to become now things that are consistent, that go beyond the election. And when we look at things like housing, we look at food, because we have food deserts.
Yes.
We look at clothing, health, education. These are things that we can bring more under our control if we begin to do for self. Because, you know, it's a paradox. We have 40,000 vacant houses and properties and lots in Philadelphia, and we got a large homeless population. And then we have a large population who don't have access to employment.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know the construction industry is probably the quickest road to the middle class. And so, you know, apprenticeship programs and things like that. So just looking at the problem that Project 25 will bring, the question is, what solutions can we put in place? And the things that we can put in place here in Philadelphia that will begin to address some of the issues that we face, they aren't dependent too much on what happens in Harrisburg or Washington. We can do more for ourselves here locally,
mm-hmm.
because I think we have more influence over our elected officials here in Philadelphia. But we can walk right down to their office and let our concerns be known more so that we can on a state or national level.
Well, our guest has been Mr. Mr. Imam Nuruddin, we appreciate your presence so very much, and we look forward to having you back again, because this was just the tip of the iceberg of this discussion about Project 2025. But we just wanted to be able to give our listening audience a sense of some of what went down on Monday night just past at Sister Clara Muhammad School, 4700 Wahlusing, as you all put together this very important coalition that's been in existence for a while now, but educating our folks and getting people ready and revved up and informed and prepared for Election Day. I just thank you so much, Imam Nuruddin.
Okay, yeah, and Sarah, just really quickly in conclusion, I would say we got short-term, long-term. Short-term, everybody get out and vote.
Yes.
And vote your conscience. But long-term, we have to have an agenda that we expect whoever's in office to fulfill, no matter what their political party is.
We're going to stay plugged in to the Philadelphia Masjid, Inc. and all the good work you all are doing to lift up Philadelphia and to help lift up Pennsylvania. We thank you. We thank you for your presence today on our program.
It's been my pleasure, Sarah.
Have a great day. Imam Nuruddin, we appreciate him so very much. It is now 8:32. 8:32 in the morning. You're listening to the Inside Scoop here at WWDB AM. We are Talk 860. I am your host, Thera Martin, so glad to be here. Thanking you once again, Sheree Darden. I'm going to thank you again and again and again and again for all you do to educate and inform the Delaware Valley through the newspaper, the Scoop USA Media newspaper, through our website, through our phone app we have for people who have smartphones. Everything that the Scoop USA Media is doing is to uplift our community. It's to uplift you and you over there and you over there, too. And so hats off to Sheree Darden this morning, the proud publisher and owner of the Scoop Media newspaper, and all that we are doing with the Inside Scoop here at WWDB and our website, the Scoop USA website, and everything else we got going on. We are proud of the Scoop USA. And if you would like to have the Scoop newspaper mailed to your home or to your place of business, so you don't have to run around looking for the Scoop, talking about where the Scoop, I don't know where the Scoop is, tell me the locations where I can pick up the Scoop. You don't have to go through all of that. You can have it delivered to your home. All you got to do is call 215-309-3139. That is 215-309-3139. You want to call them today and say, I want to get a subscription to the Scoop newspaper for 52 weeks. The cost is only $75, and you will be on top of all the community local news for the tri-state area. All right. Remember that. The Scoop newspaper. Get your subscription. Get your subscription today. Call the office at 215-309-3139 and say, I want to get 52 weeks of the Scoop delivered right to my door. And $75, make out that check, and you'll start getting your Scoop newspapers delivered wherever you want, at your home, at your office, your place of business. Hey, you tell them, and they will get it done. Now, if you call the Scoop, and it just so happens that all of our staff are busy on other phone lines, or maybe they just went out to help distribute some of the newspapers, or they're in a meeting with somebody in the office, and they can't pick up the phone, just leave a message and be patient. Say your phone number twice. So we'll make for sure we got it. Don't say da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and we'll be like trying to decipher what your phone number is. Say it twice and say it slowly. Like the phone number for here at WWDB is 888-329-3306. Say it again, 888-329-3306. Say it nice and slow like that and get it in, and people, somebody from the Scoop will call you back and we'll get you signed up so that you can advertise in our paper. If you are a business owner, you're a nonprofit, you're a church, you got some information you want to put out to the masses, you want to advertise, you got a little budget, we can work with you in the Scoop newspaper. Or if you want to get a subscription to the Scoop, just call that golden number, 215-309-3139, and get your subscription paid for today and for the next 52 weeks for just a low cost of $75. You will have the Scoop newspaper. All right, we're turning the page right now as we talk to our next newsmaker, who's going to join us on a video. So you will see him and hear him on the WWDB Facebook page. If you go there, I'm talking about Mr. Keith Howell. He is the proud owner of Keith Howell Enterprises, and he's got Nubian K Essential products. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So good morning to you, Mr. Keith Howell. Thanks for joining us.
Grand Rising. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see you got one of your products in your hand right there. Is that the mango lotion?
That's the mango. This is the one. This is my top seller. And, you know, kiss your ashy skin goodbye. This is the one. But if you got that tough ass, we got the Kemet. That's the one for them tough elbows, knees, ankles, and elbows. I know I don't mean to be, you know, embarrassing anyone, but you like up going out and you got that ashy there, and just throw this on. You'll be right in sync with the rest of your beautiful self.
I know that's right. We're talking with Mr. Keith Howell this morning, and he is the proud owner of Keith Howell Enterprises. Tell us real briefly, how did you get started in this lotion hair care product business? Like, what landed you there, Brother Keith?
What landed me here was 1989 Black Expo at the Convention Center in Philadelphia. I went there, and a guy had these two lotions. They were 2 for $5. He told me about them, and I bought them. And at the time, I was working at the Philadelphia Electric Company, Northwest Division in Germantown and Shelton. Green and Shelton.
Okay.
And it's like 150 of us in the local office. And I started giving it to my colleagues, and they liked
loved it.
And I bought 3 cases. And we went from there.
You sold you sold out your colleagues at Pico. They loved the product that you bought in. And from there you said, this could be a business.
Yes. And let me give a shout out to those Pico, those Black Pico employees, Black and Latinos. That was in 1989.
We
have had 3 reunion since then. A lot of us are retired, still some work in there. But they were my support. And because of that, I've had 3 reunions. Keith Howell Enterprises has sponsored them. And we're having one this Saturday at 7152 Ogons Avenue. It'll Jacob's? Be from 3:30 to 8:30.
Is that a Jacob's restaurant. Woo-woo! They got some good food up in there, too.
Great food, and it's free admission. And, you know, so they celebrate. This is our 3rd one. I'm so happy to have them, for them to support me.
Sure.
This is our 3rd Pico reunion, and it's averages about 100 people.
Well, that
is
wonderful.
It's just good to have these, foundational people, Black people with
awesome.
Who helped me start the business.
Awesome. Keith Howell is my guest right now. He is the proud owner of Keith Howell Enterprises, and he's got some great products. And they are in Jeff Brown's ShopRite supermarkets and Jeff Brown's fresh grocery stores. I think you said you're in, 10 stores right now where people can go in the stores and find the products on the shelves over in the personal care product area, right?
That is correct. We are in we're on the shelves of 5 of ShopRites and 2 fresh grocers. But we also service all 11 of his stores. And what that means is in the other 4 stores, we do what's called pop-ups until it gets really popular. Mm-hmm. There's such a demand created that they will be put on the shelves. But we are in 6 right now, Cheltenham, ShopRite, Fox Street, ShopRite, 52nd Street, ShopRite, 24th and Oregon, ShopRite, Allen Avenue, ShopRite, Monument Road, Fresh Grocer, Wincote, and we do pop-ups in Roxborough, ShopRite, Fairless Hills, ShopRite, Brooklawn, New Jersey, ShopRite, and Ben Salem, ShopRite. All Jeff Brown. Give a shout out to Jeff Brown for allowing this to happen, and we keep expanding. We're going to have more products. But most of all, Farrell, this allows us to employ our people. We are embarking on an internship with teenagers. I'm in negotiation with several schools in Philadelphia and Camden.
Okay.
And that's been a thrust of what I've been doing. When I left the electric company, early retirement, I went into teaching. I taught in Jersey, Camden schools, and Newark. And I basically had 81 students who received their first job and their first taste of entrepreneurship by working with me. We went to Adunde, October Gallery, Unity Day by the great ancestor Cody Anderson,
yes, yes.
Black Family with Barbara Cox, so many. And so we're continuing that with Keep Out Enterprises. And this is why I support Ms. Harris, because along with Joe Biden, they cut the corporate tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these corporations use that and they gave it to their stockholders instead of what it was meant to do, to employ more people to give them jobs.
Right.
And so this is a thrust of Keep Our Enterprises. We want to employ our people. That's very important. It's a win-win-win situation. Win for the children, they learn. Win for our community, employment. Win for our customers, great products for their skin. And win for ShopRite, it enhances their bottom line. So let me stop there.
I love it. I love it. I love it. The people want to know more about Keith Howell Enterprises and how they can possibly get you to come out to some events that they may be having at their church or at their recreation center where there's going to be vendors and things of that nature. How can people be in touch with you, Mr. Howell?
Sure. www.nubiankessentials.com. And I'll give you my number, 609-841-7514. Again, 609-841-7514. Website, www.nubiankessentials.com. And again, we'll be at Jacobs, 7152 Ogons, this Saturday, 3:30 to 8:30, free admission. We have a DJ.
Wow.
We're going to have a good time.
And buy your own food. Buy your own food, right?
Buy food, but I want to be honest. If you get there between 4:30 and 5:30, we have sponsored hors d'oeuvres for you.
How nice.
Vegan chicken wings, and salmon cakes.
Sounds so good. Sounds so good.
And we'll be, selling the products at a discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
And, just come out and have a good time. And remember, this kisses your ashy skin goodbye. No more ash.
No more ash. That's what I'm talking about. So you've got
ash
products.
Away.
Yeah, products right for away. The hair. You got products for the skin and making us just better inside out as we get the Nubian K Essential products. And I am just so thrilled and excited and proud for you, Mr. Keith Howe, as you are expanding your business and in all these stores around the Philadelphia area, thanks to Jeff Brown. And we're believing that you're going to be in some other stores too. And people can purchase online, or they can purchase when they walk up on you at these different events where you are coming out to festivals and all kinds of things that are coming up during the holiday. People are doing their holiday shopping. You want to make for sure that whatever you do, you get some Nubian K Essential products as gifts to give to people that you love, because we want to get that ash away for sure. And we want our hair to be healthy and all of that. And that's what Keith Howe's products do for you. Final thoughts that you would leave with our listening audience at WWDB this morning, Mr. Keith Howe.
We just thank all our customers for being allowing us to serve you and for supporting us. And remember, when you try these products and you love them, tell all your ashy friends about us and come to ShopRite. They're in the beauty aid aisles, the hair care aisles, and look for our pop-ups. Keith Howe, Nubian K Essentials, Instagram, Facebook. You'll see where we are each week.
Well,
God bless you. I have to say this
before you go, Mr. Keith. As you were telling me where I could find your products in the various Jeff Brown supermarkets, be that Fresh Grocer or be that ShopRite, I said to myself, yeah, I bet I ain't going to be able to find it when I get there. So 2 days ago, I was at the Fresh Grocer up at Shelton Hampshire Mall, which is the place where that's the supermarket I normally go to for all my food shopping and what have you. And I said, I'm going over there. I'm going to find this aisle and I'm going to find these products or not. I went over there, and at first I didn't see it, and I went down the aisle, and I'm like an old lady. I'm like a senior citizen. I got my finger out. I'm looking, like, where? And then All I had to do was listen to what you said. You said it was at the end of aisle four and under the incense products, and there it was. And I was just so tickled. I had to take a picture in front of the products and send it to you because I wanted you to know, guess what? I found the products. And I mean, it just made me feel like I know somebody who is making it, somebody special, because how often is it that I go into a big place of business like a ShopRite or a Fresh Grocer and see some products and I can actually say, I know the person that is selling these products. That doesn't happen to me every day. It doesn't happen every year. So I felt extremely excited for Keith Howell Enterprises actually seeing your products on the shelves, and I'm in love with all of your products. But my favorite one, I can't wait till that is back on the shelves at the stores, and that's your liquid. It's liquid black soap, and it has this cooling effect on my skin. It just feels so very good. I use it every night. I've got to come see you because I'm all but out. I can maybe use it 3 more times out of that bottle, and I'm going to squeeze every bit of that black soap out. I know you got me. I know you got me. So we're excited for you. Put out your phone number one more time before you say goodbye.
It's 609-841-7514. And listen, I want to say this. Thank you so much, Fiera. This is just beautiful. And, you know, if you think of anyone who has the same charisma and enthusiasm as you, teenagers or young people, real young people, just send them to me. We refer them to. But they got to have your enthusiasm.
Okay.
Your enthusiasm.
It.
All right?
I got it. We will look for that. And if I find some young folks that got it going on, I'll make for sure I connect them with you, Mr. Keith Howell. Have a wonderful day ahead. Keep selling all those fabulous Nubian K Essential products.
And thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. This is the Inside Scoop here at WWDB. We are Talk 860. And guess what, folks? There's a job fair happening tomorrow, Thursday, September 26th. Everybody knows somebody who is out of work, right? And everybody knows somebody who says, I can't find a job. Well, I'm telling you, if you're serious about working, you're serious about trying to find a job tomorrow, you need to make it your business to be at the Christian Stronghold Church at 4701 Lancaster Avenue, 4701 Lancaster Avenue, West Philadelphia. Woo, because they're going to have some employers in the place. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Christian Stronghold Church. They've got the Abington Police Department. They've got Best Care, Apple One, Barber National Institute, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Delaware Department of Corrections, the Doubletree Hotel, the Hilton Hotel, Heart to Home, Home Centris Healthcare, Hope Works, Horizon House, Keystone First PA, My Independence at Home Corporation, the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, and it goes on and on and on. All kinds of employers are going to be there tomorrow. This will be the 4th annual West Philadelphia Community Job Fair, sponsored by the Urban League of Philadelphia. Woo-woo! Thank you, Urban League, for putting this important job fair together. And if you have not yet registered to vote, I want to thank you, Philadelphia City Chairman of our City Commissioners, Omar Sabir. Guess what? They have now 5 locations open where you can go and register to vote, or you can go and fill out the paperwork for a vote by mail situation, and then you can vote by mail right then and there. Fill out your ballot, put it in the secrecy envelope, put it inside another envelope, and then you drop it in the Eagles Green mailbox that sits out in front of each of these Election Day locations that our city commissioners have opened. Let me tell you where they are. One location is at 1835 South Broad Street, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You could go to 4029 Market Street, and they're open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go to 5610 Lancaster Avenue, Unit 400. They're open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays to Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go to 5301 Chew Avenue. That's at the Shops at LaSalle, right next to the Dunkin' Donut shop. I mean, right there at LaSalle University's campus. That address again is 5301 Chew Avenue, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And four other locations will be opening over the next few weeks. And so we're just proud for what City Commissioner Omar Sabir and his other two colleagues are doing, other two city commissioners as well, to make Philadelphia ready, ready, ready for voter registration, voter education, and voter participation. I was with them yesterday when they did the grand opening for their office right there at 22nd and Dolphin, right on the corner. The exact address is 2301 North Broad Street. They are open. Open 9 a.m. on Tuesdays through Fridays. And so they officially opened yesterday, but now they're open every day, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, excuse me, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and then Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4. They're doing it. They want to make sure that people are ready to vote. So yesterday, as much as I love to go and vote in person at my polling place, and I vote at the Dorothy Emanuel Recreation Center in the mighty 50th Ward, woo-woo, where our mayor, Sherelle Parker, is still the ward leader, holding it down. She's the mayor, and she's still the ward leader for the mighty 50th Ward. And the ward leader emeritus is retired Philadelphia City Councilwoman Marion B. Tasco, who was one of Sherelle Parker's biggest mentors as she developed into the politician and elected official that she is today. That's where I would normally vote. This would be my third time voting at that polling place. And I was so looking forward to being there on Tuesday, November the 5th. But as I thought about it, and I prayed over this. Do I want to vote in person again? Or do I want to vote by mail? Well, I prefer to vote in person because I'm a nosy son of a gun. And I like to see everybody. And I like to hug on people and cheer people on. And I like to dance into my polling place and all that. But I just figured, you know what, it would be easier for me and take some stress off of me to vote by mail, get it done. So yesterday I filled out the paperwork to request vote by mail. And then right while you're still standing there, they give you the ballot and you can vote by mail right then and there. I did it yesterday and dated it like I'm supposed to, put it my ballot in a secrecy envelope. It won't be opened or counted until Election Day, Tuesday, November the 5th, by law, by Pennsylvania law. But it's done. I've done my part. And everybody like me who's done what I did to go in person to one of these voting locations and handle your business, fill out your ballot. Now, you're done. Easy peasy. On Election Day, go on about your business. Now, on Election Day for me, that just means I'm freed up to aggravate and bother everybody else to make sure they're voting. I mean, everybody in my family, first of all, they know. You got to vote or I'll disown you. I'll take you out of the family lineup if you don't vote. You got to vote. If you say you love me, you show me you love me by voting and you look me in my eye and you tell me you voted today. So with my grandchildren in particular, I got two that are voting age. I got a 24-year-old, I got a 19-year-old. Look me in my eyes. You tell me you voted. When they both first voted, I accompanied them. I went with them on their voting day. And now they're living in different parts of the city. And so I can't get to them like I used to. So I have to trust them when they tell me. But what I'm going to do is give them the paperwork and make them do vote by mail and get it over. Do like grandmom. You go to one of these voting places that the city commissioner's office has opened and go on and handle your business and it's done. Because my grandkids, the two of them that are of age, are working and they're doing their thing. And so I know they're busy and I don't want them to miss having their voice heard and their votes counted for Election Day. If you have not yet registered to vote, the deadline is October the 21st. What you waiting for? Do it. Do it now. Handle your business. That's what's up. Don't forget about the job fair tomorrow. You know people who are looking for work. Spread the word. The place to come is the Christian Stronghold Church, 4701 Lancaster Avenue, for the fourth annual West Philadelphia Job Fair hosted by the Urban League of Philadelphia. That's it for me. I'm cooked like a goose. I got to get out of here. I want to thank my producer, TJ. Did a great job for me once again, my friend. I want to thank my two guests, Imam Nuruddin and also Mr. Keith Howell, for being on the air with us this morning. This is WWDB. Keep your dial locked. More great programming coming your way, everybody. Be safe out here. Be safe. Be smart. Watch your back. Bye-bye.